Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, I'm going to teach you how to say fun in Chinese. We have Ken Yangs from Lego Education Marketing. Hi Ken, how are you?
Hey Xiaolan, I'm doing great. It's great to be on the show again.
你好。You're probably one of the most suitable people to talk about fun, because everything around you, around your work, sounds a lot of fun. And you work for Lego Education Marketing?
I do, yes. So we're the education division of Lego. Mm-hmm. What we do is build playful learning experiences for the education space, so enabling every student to succeed with Lego.
Right, to make learning fun. I think this is a crucial word, to make it fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it's fun, yep, then people can really associate themselves and they can internalize what they've learned and they can really enjoy what they do. And the memory is long-lasting.
Yeah.
So having fun is important. How do you achieve that in your education department?
Yeah, so for us, we take the fun from the toy group and the joy that kids experience, both from the brick and the software, and we're bringing that into the education space to make it fun, and a word that we often use is engaging. Mm-hmm. So engagement is so important for students, especially at the early ages.
Yep.
So in preschool and elementary school, we believe that if we can bring joyful, playful learning experiences that allow kids to build, deconstruct, build again, and to make STEM and sometimes some very difficult concepts like math, mm-hmm, engaging and fun, it allows them to really appreciate the art of learning and really understanding all of the 21st century skills that they're going to need in order to be successful later on. You know, every day I come into work, it's fun for me and engaging because I feel like we're making a difference in the world.
Yep, that's exactly right. So it's important for us to learn how to say fun in Chinese, because when you say it, you get positive feedback from people and you have more fun. So to say fun, we say 好玩.
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 Yeah, 好 means good. We see that again and again. And then 好 is good. But when we use that as an adverb, then that means very. So a lot.
Yeah.
Very. Fun. 玩. 玩 means to play. It's very playful. So it's a lot of fun. We say 好玩.
好玩.
好玩. So next time when you have a kid come into your center and then they will say 好玩.
Yep, one of my favorite hows is 好吃.
好吃, yeah, 好吃, yeah, good eat, that means it's very tasty, it's delicious.
Yeah.
And then to emphasize, oh, it's really so much fun, just like in English, sometimes we want to exaggerate the expression in addition to say, oh, it's so much fun, we say extremely fun. In Chinese, it's the same, we double up 好. So we say 好好玩.
Oh, right, I've forgotten about this. 好好玩.
好好玩. Yeah, so double up 好. So very, very fun.
Yeah.
好好玩.
Very cool.
Yeah, and then if you have kids coming to your center and they were playing, and then you can ask them whether or not it's fun for them. You can say 好玩吗.
Yep. 好玩吗.
好玩吗.
好玩吗. What about the additional word of 很好玩?
Yeah, you can say that. It's exactly the same as 好好玩.
Got it, okay.
Just different expression. And just like English, you have some words, they are interchangeable. So 好好玩, 很好玩. Or you can say 太好玩, 太好玩了. Yeah, 太 is too much. And in this case, you are actually you are exaggerating quite a lot. 太好玩了.
Right.
It's all up to you how you say it, just like the way you say it. And
yep,
if you have a big smile on your face, even through the audio, we can still see your smile, hear your smile.
Yeah.
That's how you say it.
That's great.
Okay, so how to say, no, it's not really much fun. We say 不好玩.
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 I'm hoping that kids don't say that a lot.
Yeah, we hope that people don't say that for Lego. I hope people don't say that when they listen to Talk Chinesey. We hope they say 好好玩 instead of saying 不好玩.
Yeah, that's the ethos, right? It's this playful learning that's so important.
It is. And then we notice that not only for children, it's actually universal for adults, for elderly people, And for different genders and different cultural backgrounds, we notice that when they have fun, they learn much better. When they play and they use their hands. So therefore, even now, you can see a lot of people have their smartphones, handhelds, and touchscreen, all sorts of fancy technologies, even virtual reality. But none of them are going to replace Lego.
Yeah.
Because using your hands and construct different creations from your creativity, it's actually something not replaceable.
Yeah, we do believe in this idea of hands-on learning. So it's super important for us to tie the physical with the digital. And people have always asked us, will we ever get to a point where everything is digital? And for us, we believe that the unique experience of building with your hands opens up so many neural pathways and connections that are completely different than just looking at something on a virtual screen.
Indeed.
Digital is super important, but we believe that what is Hao-Wan is both cool in the physical world as well as the digital world.
Yeah, exactly. You know, outside London, near Windsor Castle, there is a Legoland. I'm not a big fan of theme parks type of thing, but I would say Legoland was really nicely done. And the miniature London, Paris, Amsterdam is just so impressive.
It's very, very cool. I think it's one of those interesting environments where it takes the toy experience and brings it to a maximum size.
Yeah. Amazing. So should we do a little bit of practice in Chinese? Let me ask you a question and you try to answer.
Okay.
I say, hi, Ken. Is Legoland Hao-Wan ma?
Hen Hao-Wan. Legoland is Hen Hao-Wan.
Okay. When you say Tai Hao-Wan le, when you add le at the end as a suffix, and actually that means, oh, I had so much fun.
Okay.
Yeah. So Legoland Tai Hao-Wan le.
Tai Hao-Wan le.
Tai Hao-Wan le. And I can say, okay, does studying math Hao-Wan?
Studying math for me is Bu Hao-Wan.
Bu Hao-Wan, okay. But if you can play when you learn, then it's Hao-Wan.
Yes, it's Hen Hao-Wan.
Hen Hao-Wan, 或是 Hao Hao-Wan.
Hao Hao-Wan, yeah. I never used the double Hao's. I gotta do that more often.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit childish, but actually it's not that childish. I love saying it, and no one ever commented that I was childish.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you, Ken. It's such fun, Hao Hao Wan, having conversation with you.
That was Hen Hao Wan. Thank you
so much. Hen Hao Wan. 谢谢. Thank you very much for listening to Talk Chinese. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Today, we talk about how to say a lot of fun, Hao Hao Wan, with Ken. Please don't forget to review us, rate us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, Ken.
再见, Chao Lin.
Hao Hao Wan.